We started Uvechem Ten Pachtecha, and really it's glaring right away, and I even think one of you started to ask. You know, we just said the first three brachos of Shevach, Magen Avraham, and Mechayim Esim. We started after Kadosh, usually, I guess during a regular weekday. Now we would start having our brachos at the Chonin and everything. And Rosh Hashanah, we should really have the most brachos. We definitely would want to get to brachos and Rosh Hashanah if right now everything is being decided. Everything is being decided, right? There's a story. Somebody was once with Rav Chaim Kanievsky. He tripped and he fell. And he said, "What?" And he said, "How did it happen?" And he wanted to know, like, how Rav Chaim fell. He said, "How did it happen?" So he said, "On Rosh Hashanah, there was a gzera that I should fall right now." So everything is decided for the entire year. So we should definitely be very intent on our brachos right now. And there should definitely be vidur right now. We should be confessing all of our different sins like we find in Yom Kippur. And yet instead, all of a sudden, we have this whole tefillah. The second we get to close to where the bakasha should be, Uvechem ten pachtecha, Hashem lakin, Uvechem ten kavod, Hashem lamech, Uvechem tzadikim yiru v'yismach. All of a sudden, we're just like talking about the days of the Geula, the days of the Mashiach, when everybody should recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Echad, and Hashem will be melech over the whole world. We don't find ourselves getting at all to any of the personal bakashas of everything that's being decided today. So in the Hakdama to the Tefillas of Rosh Hashanah in the Siddur Agra, there's a very important and famous piece that maybe in the future we'll do a little bit better. Just in short, over there he talks about how it's because since on this day, this is the day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. This is the day that he's taking stock of if things are going in the direction that it was all planned and meant to go, where the whole world comes to the recognition of Hashem Echad, and to what extent is each person contributing, hurting, damaging, or helping or adding to that point. So there should be nothing else more important in anybody's head than that. Their own personal bakashas would be belittling. It's like going to the king on his birthday, so to speak, the day that he became the king, the day that he created the world, and asking for presents for yourself. Can you give me this? Can you give me that? That itself, not only does the bakasha ineffective, but it almost like brings like a taina on the person. What are you doing thinking about yourself? What about the king should be at the top of your concerns. I would like to do this better in the future, but he ends up getting to the point of the idea is ani ledodi vidodi li, when you're fully for your beloved, when you're fully for Kadosh Baruch Hu, what you're basically saying now, when you come to uvechein tein pachtecha, and at the time that you should be thinking about all the things that you want and all the things that he's judging on right now, instead, what you put your mind to and the only thing you focus on is a Kadosh Baruch Hu being melech over the world. What you're basically saying is that forget about anything that has to do with me and any of my personal needs and wants and confessions and stuff like that. Put that all aside. That's all insignificant and small in face of the larger, more important picture is that we want both myself and all of Klai Yisrael and all of the guy in the world to recognize that you're the Melech and bring the days where Hashem Echad or Shmo Echad and bring the world to the place that it's supposed to get to. And that's what it is that we focus on. So basically we're saying, Anila Dodi, I'm for you. And then when that's our perspective, that we're ignoring our own existence and our own self, then Dodi Li. Then that already is going to completely affect and change and put in a better light the entire judgment of ourselves. And that's something that's a little bit in the back of our head when we're saying Uvechein Ten Pachtecha, that instead of anything that I naturally would want to be talking about right now, I'm putting that all aside and I'm talking about you. At the end of the day, the last 150 or so years, they say we do need to, we could, and it's more appropriate, yes, to have bakashos and to ask a Kadosh Baruch Hu for things in Rosh Hashanah. We're fooling ourselves to make believe we're on the level that we don't care about ourselves and we're putting Kavod Shemayim in front of ourselves. And it's more important to be emistic and to be speaking from where it is that we're holding than to put on a show and make believe we're someone from some earlier generation. But just at least in terms of understanding the tefillos themselves, why are the tefillos written this way? When the Anshei Knesset HaDolah put the tefillos together like this, where is this coming from? That we don't have any of our bakashas over here. And all we're asking for is V'chein Tein Pachtecha Hashem Elokeinu. And that's what we're getting to understand. That's where it is that it's that the tefillos that are written like this are coming from. Maybe later we'll talk about where we could put in our bakashas. We'll go back to that point. Okay. V'chein Tein Pachtecha So when the Farshim brings down that the gematria of V'chein is 72, like the 72-letter name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you know, if we learn Masechta Sukkah, there's a Rashi that explains how we come to that 72-letter name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Psukim in B'Shalach, Perek Yud Dalet, Pasuk Yud Tes, Kaf and Kaf Aleph, each one of those Psukim have 72 letters. V'yisa Malach HaLukim HaHolech Lifnei Machan Yisrael V'yelech Mechareyem, V'yisa Amura Ana Mepnei V'yamun Mechareyem, the next two Psukim too. So if you take one letter from the first pasuk, I think it starts with the first letter of the first pasuk, maybe the last letter of the second pasuk, the first letter of the third pasuk, I don't know exactly how it goes, but you end up coming out with 72 three-letter words, and that whole strip of letters would be the 72-letter name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So V'chein, over here, every time they were saying V'chein, 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 there's a hint at the name, at the 72-letter name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where there's like this reference to all these, this whole tefillah is about Malchus Hashem. So it's appropriate, I guess, that this V'chein that we keep coming back to has within it the gematria of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, 72-letter name. And we say V'chein three times, U'V'chein, and the next bag, U'V'chein, U'V'chein. So 72 times 3 is 216. 216 is the number of letters in those three psukim, from Vayisa and then Vayavo and Vayet, those three psukim. In B'Shalach, there's 216 letters in the 72 letter name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Those psukim have 216 letters in them, and that's the gematria V'chein, V'chein, V'chein. V'chein tein pachtecha Hashem Elokeinu al kol ma'asecha. So notice we're asking for HaKadosh Baruch Hu should put pachad on his maisim, and he should put ema on his bruim, on those that he was bore. And there's a repetition of that idea. V'yira'ucha kol ha-maasim, v'yishtachu l'fanecha kol ha-bruim. So we need to know what's the maasim, what's the bruim referring to, and which is greater, pachad or ema. Yira'ucha or yishtachavu, what's going on over there? So there's two different mahalchim that I saw brought down. One is Rashi. If you look in Rashi, in Az Yashir, so we have tipol aleihem emasav afachad, right? We say tipol aleihem emasav afachad. So you have the term ema and fachad referring to in that pasuk. Rashi over there says ema al harachokim upachad al hakrovim. Ema is on those that are further away, and pachad are those that are closer. So Rashi is implying that pachad is something greater and more intense and stronger, because those that are closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, closer to the source of the fear, would have pachad, and those that are further would only have ema. And that mahalach, so that we say that Klal Yisrael is what al kol ma'asecha is referring to. That pachad, those that are closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who are more able to understand and be aware that through the Torah, because of their special neshama, they can more understand the greatness and the romimus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the pachad that's going to be upon them has the potential to be greater than that which is upon the goyim. So we're asking that HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us that pachad. We want to have that fear of you. We know that we don't live in that kind of way. We don't perceive you in that kind of way. We want to be aroused in that way, to have that pachad upon us. Why would Kaisib be referred to as kol ma'asecha? Do we see a precedent for that? So the Mefarshim bring down the pasuk. Yismach Yisrael ba'osav. Kaisel should be sameach ba'osav, with he that made them, osav. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is referred to as osav, so they're his ma'asim. So therefore, it makes sense. V'chein tein pachtecha Hashem Elokeinu al kol ma'asecha, that would be on Klal Yisrael. Ve'emaschen ema, which is less than pachad, al kol ma'ashabarasa, on those that you were just borei. That's referring to the goyim. The rest of the world, we also want the ema should be upon them, but it's going to be on a lesser level because they can perceive HaKadosh Baruch Hu's greatness less. So we'll put that ema upon them. We know that there's different dimensions with how HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. From the first, in an earlier source, there was Bria, and then Yetzira, and then Asiya. So in this way that we're explaining it, Asiya would be considered something that's more shalem, more of the process of creation happened to it already. Both Bria, Asiya, Yitzira, and Asiya. So the example they usually bring is Bria is, let's say, a piece of tree, like a tree itself. Nothing was done to it yet. And Yitzira is when you form the tree into a table. And Asiya is now when you finish that table, you polish it, you paint it, you sand it, whatever it is. So Kleinz will be referred to something at a further stage along the way, more shalem. That would be Akoma Asecha. And the Goyim, which is like an earlier form, like not yet fully finished the way like the ultimate human being could be, so that would be just Amasha Barata from the level of Bria. But continuing in that line of explanation, so V'yira'ucha kala ma'asim, Yira'ucha would be something greater. Yishtachavu fanecha kala burim, that would be on a lower level. That would be that Yishtachavu is they can bow down to you, they can recognize your greatness to the point that it makes them fall down in a hashtachavaya in front of you without fully understanding what it is that they're afraid of. Yira'ucha is something that more understanding the details of what is it that's making me afraid? What is it that's bringing me this yira in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu? Yishtachavu is kind of not really understanding where this is coming from fully, but I know that I'm nothing in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So that would be ma'asim referring to Klai Yisrael there, and kalabrim, that would be referring to the goyim. Then there's the Abu Jaham, and the Abu Jaham explains that no, Ema is greater than Pachad. Ema is greater than Pachad. And then we have to flip around the pshat in this whole thing. And then if that's the case, so he still agrees that the greater fear is going to be upon Klai Yisrael, and the lesser fear will be upon the Goyim. So now we have to switch around what Ma'asim and Bruim refer to over here. And the reason why maybe we could do that, I saw in the Siftei Chaim, he says, because since Bria is coming, you could say that Bria is from an earlier stage and Asiya is a later stage and more shalim, or you could look at it like this. Bria is from a higher place in creation and Asiya is on a lower level of creation. But sorry, I said it a little bit wrong, that in this way of explaining, we might be, this is what the Siftei Chaim says, I don't know if the Abu Jam says this, but the Siftei Chaim says that we're going to say that here, Akom Asecha is referring to Klai Yisrael, and that's a lower level of Pachad. Ve'mascha kom mashabrata, that's referring to the Malachim, which are on a higher level of creation. They have less physical component to them than a human being would. So, ten pachdo kom ma'asecha, that might even be in all of human beings, not just the Jewish people. Ve'mascha kom mashabrata upon the Malachim, which is going to be greater. And in this way of looking at it, Yishtachavu is on a higher level than Yira'ucha. Because in Yira'ucha, there's a fear of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, but the person still sees himself as something in existence. There's still a yesh to him. There's still, I am here. I exist. And I fear Hashem. And Yishtachavu v'fenecha kol ha'burim, the person is a complete hitbatlus, is a complete, he doesn't exist. He feels like nothing. He just falls on his face, spreads out his hands and legs, and flat on the floor, I'm not even here, I don't exist. There's no I over there in the Yishtachavu. The Yishtachavu would be on the higher level over there. V'yeyasu kula maguda achas. And everyone will become like one unit, one group. So notice it doesn't say v'yeyasu kula maguda achas. That would mean that something else needs to be done. That after we have this heightened level of Yerushalayim, then we all have to become like one. No. That's not the pshat. The Yeyasu is something that happens in the Mela, then it will be that way. Once the whole world, the Jewish people, the Goyim, all have this heightened sense of clear Yerushalayim, automatically what that does to us is it makes us one big Aguda Achas. In what way are we all one unit? La'asos v'tzoncha b'levav shalim. Nobody anymore has their own personal direction, their own personal she'ifos of where they want to get to, what they want to see happen. Nobody's just in it for themselves for anything. They're not comparing themselves to anybody. They're not thinking about what any, you know, there's no competition. They're just, everybody just equally wants la'asos v'tzoncha b'levav Shalei, maybe Levav over here. I didn't see somebody say this, but I'm sure somebody does. And the drash on the pasuk Why levavcha? Levav is referring to like two laves. Right now we have like two laves. We have the Yetzer Tov, we have the Yetzer Hara, and they're in battle with each other, and we have to overcome the Yetzer Hara. But now, in this level, when the Mashiach comes, when the Geula comes, when we recognize Malchus Shemayim, that's Mevatel the Yetzer Hara, so to speak, that weakens him. And so now we're Lasu Tzoncha Belevav Shalem, a complete heart, both sides, both aspects to us. There's no more two parts fighting within us. We don't have that internal struggle. We just have this clear, only one direct Ratzon to do the Ratzon of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and that makes V'yasu, that makes everybody an Aguda Achas to serve him. That's something that now is special by the Malachim, unique by the Malachim. There's a Midrash that says, Oseh Shalom B'mromav, Hu Yaseh Shalom Aleinu. What do we mean, Oseh Shalom B'mromav? Where does Hashem make Shalom B'mromav? In the Meromim and Shemayim? Hu Yaseh Shalom Aleinu? He should make Shalom upon us? What does that pasuk mean? Where do we find Shalom B'mromav? Wait, do we have to stop now? What time is it? So, we'll just quickly finish this idea. So the Midrash says, Oseh Shalom B'mromav, how is it Shalom and Shemayim? Because the Malachim, every Malach has his own task. Right? There's Raphael, he does his job of being Merabbe, and there's Gavriel, he does what comes with Gavriel's job. Every Malach has his own name. So when Hashem assigns the tasks in Shemayim, there's no competition who's going to do what, and therefore there's no kina, and there's no fighting. Everybody equally wants just to do the Ratzon Hashem. In this world, people feel threatened. It's not clear to them, what's my job, what do I want, what does he want, is he going to get in my way, is he going to threaten me in any way. And therefore there's a lack of Shalom. Oseh Shalom B'mromav, the same Shalom you brought in Shemayim, we want that the Geula should come, put Shalom amongst us, because once we all have just one Ratzon, all we want is to serve Hashem. We don't care who's the one that does it, me more than him. As long as it's done, that creates an Aguda Achas amongst everybody. We'll pick up from here, over here, Mitzvah Shem tomorrow.